Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. This morning I will talk about Christ figures. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you have given us Christ figures to aid in overcoming our own weaknesses and fear. Help us to do better. Forgive our unwillingness to pay attention to your scriptures and the leanings of the Holy Spirit. Help us to do better. Thank you for the examples of Moses, Joseph, and Gideon. Help us to learn from their examples. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us the willingness and the ability to deal with our weaknesses and confront our own fears, that we might become leaders in your church. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Genesis 3:15, we read, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The term Christ figure is an informal reference to a deliverer, redeemer, or messiah that is more of a literary designation, even in popular literature. The most obvious challenge arises in external struggle. Deuteronomy 31:3, and when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curses which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. Walter Brueggemann describes this passage as the Deuteronomic cycle, which he paraphrases as collective sin, scattering, enslavement, crying out to the Lord, and the sending of a deliverer. For Jesus, suffering is most apparent late in life, beginning in the Garden of Gethsemane, while for Christ figures in the Old Testament, the internal challenges arise much earlier. This deliverance is often embodied in charismatic leadership. The first hint of this deliverer in Genesis 3, cited above, shows up in spiritual warfare, a clash of the divine and the demonic. In the Joseph story, this spiritual conflict is primarily internal. Born to Jacob's favorite wife, Rachel, Joseph is sold into slavery in Egypt by his jealous brothers. Joseph is talented, faithful, and gifted by God with the ability to interpret dreams, but he must learn to channel his gifts with sensitivity. Joseph must also overcome his own self-pity and hatred of his brothers before he can deliver his family from drought and starvation. Joseph overcomes his internal struggle and becomes a deliverer of his people once he learns to forgive his brothers. In Genesis 50:20 we read, As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. As a Christ figure, Joseph is interesting because we normally interpret spiritual warfare as an external struggle, not an internal one. The archetype of this external struggle shows up in Moses' confrontation with Pharaoh, as we read in Exodus 7:9-12. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh summoned the wise men and the sorcerers, and they, the magicians of Egypt, also did the same by their secret arts. For each man cast down his staff, and they became serpents, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. God himself mediates this confrontation between Moses and Pharaoh, instructing Moses as to what he should do, which models our dependence on the Holy Spirit in such power encounters. Still, Moses might be described as an Old Testament Christ figure, because with God's mediation, he delivers the nation of Israel from the hand of Pharaoh, symbolized in this passage by Aaron's staff swallowing up the staffs of the Egyptian sorcerers and magicians. We often gloss over Moses' backstory and internal struggle, but Moses could not return to Egypt until he overcame his fear. Moses had murdered an Egyptian and was exiled for 40 years in the desert of Midian. Thus, the deliverance of Israel from the Egyptians started with Moses' struggle to deal with his fear of being prosecuted for murdering an Egyptian. The book of Judges repeats the Deuteronomic cycle over and over, introducing us to many examples of charismatic leadership. One popular example of charismatic leadership is Gideon, whose story begins, "The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. The people call out to God, and God sends an angel to Gideon to call him into leadership. With only 300 men, Gideon defeats an army of the Midianites, almost miraculously." Again, while we often remember Gideon's victory over the Midianites, his own struggle with fear initially holds him back. Listen to Gideon's prayer. This is Judges 6:15 and 16. "And he said to him, 'Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'But I will be with you, and you will strike the Midianites as one man.'" Gideon's faith is also weak. Consider one of the several tests that God gives him. This is Judges 6:25-27. "That night the Lord said to him, 'Take your father's bull and a second bull 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of the stronghold there, with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you have cut down.' So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night." Through a series of such tests, Gideon's faith grows, and with it comes support from the wider community of Israel. These Christ figures in the Old Testament, of course, anticipate the coming of Christ in the New Testament. They also show how internal faith challenges must be overcome in growing into leadership, which we might as Christians recognize as the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.